Thank you, Commissioners. We would like to thank the Brussels Tribunal for the opportunity to defend the project for the New American Century, both to explain what we consider the most powerful ideological and political current in the United States, and as well as a way to spark discussion among ourselves, progressives, of what an alternative agenda would be. But dealing with the issue of defending this agenda, we believe that there's been probing questions both by the commissioners and the witnesses that have shown that the present dimensions of U.S. foreign policy have deep historical roots and are not just based on the documents of PNAC, and that PNAC's own convictions that the U.S. foreign policy should not turn inward after the Cold War are shared broadly by the Republicans, the Democrats, progressives, and liberals in the United States. And that the origins of this purported new imperial policy, as manifested in Iraq, have also enjoyed bipartisan support in the United States, and have been vigorously defended by many sectors throughout the world, particularly in the United States, in the academy, in the media, and liberal hawks such as Michael Ignatieff, and progressive hawks such as Christopher Hitchens. And furthermore, we believe that the testimony by the experts would make it difficult for the commission to come to a judgment that a small organization with a staff of four could have, with virtually no public presence since early 2003, could be judged responsible for the administration's policy in Iraq and around the world. As the witnesses have repeatedly demonstrated, there are widely varying contradictory assertions about who the defendants are, what is their agenda, and who are the associates in the political and economic circles in the United States. And I think that Jean has well explained that it's a small group, and it doesn't necessarily represent the ruling class has been asserted. The neoconservatives have been accused of planning this new imperial order, but neither the witnesses nor the prosecution have offered a clear definition of who these neoconservatives are, what are their origins, and what are their objectives. And as defense, we're disappointed that has not been the subject of discussion by the witnesses. We find that PNAC is the educational think tank, and that has been one of the focuses of the inquiry, that they're more than an educational think tank, has been variously described as a center of political extremism, a front for bioterrorism by pharmaceutical companies, a manifestation of the military-industrial complex, a shill for big oil, and allied with conservatives who indeed are among their most vociferous critics, and the vanguard of a national security state and transnational capital. The documents of PNAC do not show that, we believe. It's concerning the questions that, as in the opening testimony, that we will stipulate that, yes, indeed, the PNAC documents can be considered a founding element of the Bush administration foreign policy, but it should not extend beyond the statements in those founding documents to include an economic policy. It's not something that they deal with. It's a national security strategy almost exclusively, and the moral foundations for that. And not what U.S. capital should do, how it can benefit by a particular world order. And the second question as well, that it's clear that the foreign and military operations of the Bush administration can be considered to some degree the implementations of the principles and policy of the Project for a New American Century, with one exception that also is surprising to members of the defense that have been not mentioned by either the prosecution or the witnesses, that in the PNAC documents there is no mention of counterterrorism, of terrorism by subnational groups. So that indeed, in the environment that we now operate, where everything is within that framework of terrorism, that looking back at the documents of the Project for a New American Century, the terrorism in those documents is considered terrorism by rogue states and not by subnational organizations, international networks. That so as this commission includes, it's important to mention that, to understand that PNAC, if it is culpable of one thing, of the intellectual dishonesty of having an agenda and then transforming that agenda to meet the needs of after 9/11 in terms of both public consumption, international consumption of what U.S. foreign policy should be. Concerning the third question, have the principles and proposals set forth by the PNAC associates led to decreased international stability and security? We believe that, yes, the witnesses have shown that at least in the short term, as it has been shown in Iraq, yes, there is instability. But it's too early. It's much too early to tell that the agenda of PNAC is a much broader one based on Pax Americana, that there is only one superpower. It's a unipolar world. That what will happen in three decades, perhaps it will remain a unipolar world, and the United States needs to develop the proper mechanisms to maintain peace and security. That clearly the first example of doing that in Iraq have not proven successful. Lessons may be learned, but short of other actors emerging either in the South, leadership from an alliance of Southern nations, of Europeans, that the United States will remain the only unipolar power, and that we will be living in a Pax Americana, and we can only hope that the principles as set forth in the statement of principles of PNAC have some bearing on how this future administration look to the implementation of U.S. foreign policy, that indeed be based on universal values. Concerning the fourth question, who are the principals of PNAC, that we didn't find the testimony by witnesses very very enlightening, that it's a diverse group of people, and to understand the ideology of neoconservatives, you need to look at that diversity that has come together in the Project for a New American Century, the charter signatories and further associates of PNAC, to understand the comprehensiveness and the rejection of the neoconservative agenda that goes beyond, far beyond the what to do about the Middle East. It has an international perspective and deep policy prescriptions for domestic agendas as well. And given the experience of the United States as a model country, that like it or not, that other countries follow, that I think that you will be looking, that we'll be seeing the repercussions of the PNAC agenda throughout the world, both in terms of how it operates internationally, projects power, and the kind of policy prescriptions that it recommends for domestic policy.